kids. None of those are allowed currently. So people get them anyway, and they have them here. They get them in Petersburg. They get them in Prince of Wales. It'd be nice to keep the money here again. I used to tell them here to make good money, but that hasn't happened since we became a borough. So I don't know if that can happen or not. That's my question to you guys.
Well, at this point, no.
Well, I know right now, but can it be on the agenda?
Well, we can put it. How does it to petition?
So, if we were to have it on the agenda, it would have to be in an ordinance form to change the ordinance. Mm-hmm. And if the assembly didn't bring something forward or want something to be put on there, then it would have to be by petition, and that would take. That would take a lot longer. But if the assembly wanted something to be on there, like I explained to Ms. Mark, that, you know, we'd need to work with the police department to make sure that we're, because they're the ones that have to enforce it, so that we're changing it to their satisfaction. And if we got something by the June 13th meeting, then it would go to a second reading for the last meeting in June, and that would be too late for her to order stuff, so.
That's my feeling, is that it would take, the process itself would take so long that by the time we could have an answer for you, we would be...
4th of July would be over.
Right. Well, I have another option, but my other thing was, and it's kind of unclear to me, but the ordinance says that you're not allowed to sell in the regular service area. Well, what does that mean exactly? I can't find a definition exactly. What does the service area mean? Does that mean just where the roads are? So, like, for example, I used to sell all the road past city limits, which was not National Forest, and it wasn't the city, so I could sell there. Your service area, if I could find a definition of it, which I can't, but if it includes the whole island, well, you don't service, for example, Fool's Inlet, you can't provide service there because you don't go there. For example, down the spur road, past where the road ends, is that the service area? Is that where it ends, or does the service area go to down past Ballard's, down to the very end of the road? Is that the service area? Because if I could sell them where there's not a service area, you know, that it's not the service area, I would be more than happy to do that. But it can't be the National Forest because they're not allowed there. And the other option is on the water, so.
Except they'd still be in town where they're not legal.
But they're here anyway.
Right.
People have them anyway. But it's not illegal to have them. It's just illegal to ignite them in town, you know, in the service area. That's what the ordinance says. So, it's kind of like...
Quite frankly, I'm reluctant to even consider it because we just heard from the chief about the shortage of manpower in the police department, and it would be a great nightmare for them to even try to enforce anything. And if you can't enforce an ordinance, there's not much point in having an ordinance.
Right. Well, they go off all the time on the 4th, all even... Now,
but what I'm saying is not right. Add to the aggravation.
Right.
That's my personal opinion. Somebody else may have a different. Yeah.
Do we know what's behind the ordinance to not allow fireworks?
What do you mean, what's behind it?
Is it safety? Is it fire concerns?
It's maybe Chief McCloskey can speak to that. It's in the code, and there's a penalty for a violation, and it just says it can only be done with the permission of both the fire and the police chief. And so I would say that it's a safety concern.
Well, and it used to be allowed.
The part that you're talking about is the fireworks display.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay.
So. Before we became a borough, it was allowed up the road. I would sell up the road, like on Pomeranz property, which was just beyond city limits. And so I could go out there and sell. The ordinance just says that it's illegal to ignite them in town and sell them in town. So you could still have them here, and people still light them off wherever they go to light them off. Some people go off the road, out, you know, to the beach somewhere, and go out on boats, whatever. But the only thing what changed it was becoming a borough. So that's when it became that I couldn't sell them at all. Oh, yeah, from what I was told. But I'm trying to figure out where the service area really is. And I don't know if anybody here knows what that definite answer is, because it doesn't clearly say in your ordinance where the service area is, and other than, I'm going to assume where they're, you provide service, which would be where the roads are. I don't know who wrote that ordinance, but it's pretty unclear. And that's what I'd like to kind of know. I mean, if it's allowed out of the service area, you know, or do I have to go on the water to sell fireworks? Because that's a lot. I already called the Coast Guard, and they said, that's not fun doing it at all. Or they'll be here. So I want to make sure that I'm doing what's right. But, and people want fireworks. They've been calling me and bugging me, and are you going to put fireworks? It's like, no, I'm not. Not at this point, but I might.
So what I have been told is that the service area is Wrangell Island. So that's what I've been told. And if Lee has
and
more to...
With respect to property taxes, the service area is what's normally referred to as the anything connected to the road system where city electricity and garbage service exists. That would be taxed at 12.75 mils as opposed to outside the service area, which is taxed at 4 mils. So essentially the road system and the properties connected to it. This is how that's, why that term is used with regard to property taxes.
According to that, then it'd be after the 13 mile.
Yes.
But then you get into four service property, which that's what happens out there, is there?
Yeah, so what about down the spur road? How far does that go? I mean, I don't know where you guys provide power to down there. I don't know.
To the plant. To the power to the rock plant.
So beyond that would be not the service area then. Is that correct?
By the tax definition.
I think Chief McCloskey wanted to add something.
The service area for that was wherever the borough provided services. So it's the borough-wide when we went through that. The tax service areas, it's the borough itself, within the borough.
Because I agree with Chief, because we provide services to Myers Chuck with like Ports and Harbor and stuff like that. And that's what when we looked at this, I thought that the borough was our service area. I mean, the whole borough, that's what I assumed it was. Because I know that like, you guys have gone to part down to Myers Chuck with the port, with Greg, and that's what I was told. I mean, I don't know that. I mean, I haven't really read through the whole ordinance to see what it says, but I mean, that's just the way I assumed when we went through it that that's what it was. It was the borough wide.
That was the discussion at the time of the bringing the borough into as far as the ordinances.
And I don't know about the water part. Borough, I don't know how you're going to do that. Our borough goes from here. You'd have to go quite a ways outside the water.
If that's the service area, but according to your ordinance as written, it doesn't have that. It's not defined like that at all. So that's why I'm kind of wanting to know. So
it is defined. It's just, it's longitude, latitude, and I mean, it's very specific how it's defined. And there is in the prohibited section does state within the corporate limits of the borough about discharging any fireworks, firecrackers, anything that makes a loud noise and so forth within the corporate limits of the borough, which would be the entire borough.
So it's the whole borough.
Well, the bottom line is it's too late anyway.
It's okay. So is Thorn Bay in your borough?
Pardon me?
Is Thorn Bay part of our borough or not? No. Okay. So tomorrow, can I get a copy of that longitude, latitude stuff?
It's in there. I can print it off for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll get it tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Bernie, you have something on the water.
Yeah, I got something on her too. It's actually might be possible to do it because the fireworks show is a permitted event by you guys. And I don't know what anything, if this would work or not, but maybe you could just do a permitted event up at the running track where we say between 9 and midnight, anybody wants to come up there could do a fireworks public show themselves, just light off anything you want.
Except who would be responsible
for that? That's the problem. That's the rub, you know. Whoever permits it,
the chamber is responsible for a bunch of people lighting off fireworks. I think it would be scary.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if it'd be, but that's the same thing with our insurance cover. You know, the city covers our fireworks show. I mean, I don't, it'd be a lot more hazardous, but I mean, that would be a way to do it if you wanted, if you really wanted to do another little show afterwards, and it would be kind of a unique event for everybody to go up there and just go up there and make sure that the little kids are doing it. I don't know, but I'm sure somebody would get burnt somewhere. So.
Go ahead. But the difference is, we have pyrotechnics and stuff. Yeah, stuff yeah.
No, I know. I said it would be a big hazard, but I mean, there's a way to do it, but I mean, it would be, it could be a nightmare anyways. So. I just wanted to say that it's possible, but it would be scary. So, anyways, I wanted to talk about the water and stuff.
Here,
address. Oh, 621 Rangel Avenue, Purdy Masson. The water meeting or metering, I'm against it. Basically, the way I see it, you're going to be charging us more for the water, for a third less of the water, and generating no new water. That's the way I see what this new thing. Can I use that board over here? Back when I was on the council, when we first came up with this stuff, we did the plant and everything, right? And right after we got everything on its way, somebody came up and told me how we could generate water without a new plant. Dick Olson, back there, he's a driller, he said, you got a mountain right here. And in this mountain, there's cracks that run through the whole thing, right? You take a drill straight back in here. You can do as many holes as you want. And you'll get all water and it's filtered and under pressure. So we don't need to generate a whole new plant. We can actually just supplement the water we got just by what you can take off these holes. $1 million, you could drill a lot of holes in this thing and get filtered, pressured water. And another thing, Alice Backey told me a long time ago, at her 2 mile property, before they got the water meter out there, she had a well tested and it was bottled water quality. So well water is really good here. We wouldn't have to filter it, and we could just put a tank at the bottom or plumb it up or just pump it or treat it and pump it right to our system. So before you guys start charging this other stuff, there's other options that we could probably do. I don't know if you guys thought about this, but you might talk to some of the drillers around here and ask about the water tables and stuff. But you have a whole hillside up there, all along the thing. We could do a couple of them. Just all you have to get them is into the main. So I don't know if you guys thought about that or yet or not.
Well, it has been mentioned, yes.
Okay. But you know, it's like I said, it's there. I mean, it's great water from what I. Well, everybody that had wells, they really like it compared to normal city water.
And the issue with that is to use it as for city water, we'd have to get DEC approval. It'd have to be tested and approved by DEC.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with any other water we get. That stuff has to be treated and tested. You can run through it, test it. If it needs a little treating, whatever you're going to get out of that hillside is going to be a lot better and easier to filter or treat than anything that comes off the Muskeg Hill. So
it's very possible, yeah.
So, but like I said, even just doing a test hole in there, or just like I said, just ask the people that have been drilling it up around here for 100 years, they can tell you what kind of water there is around here and how far you'd have to drill into the back of the hillside to get a bunch of water. You know, don't start with, you know, I don't know, but there must be ways to find out. But like I said, I don't want us to spend $1 million on something that's going to give us less, charge us more, and create no more. So it just doesn't make any sense. So like I said, Dick Olson, I don't know if you guys know him, he drilled around here forever, and that's, you know, he knew that stuff. So anyways, just want to let you know before.
Thank you. Goes on.
See you guys.
Thanks, man.
Bye, man.
Item 12, unfinished business, we have none. Item 13, new business 13A, approval of City Tidelands annual five-year reassessments.
Move to approve the five-year City Tideland reassessment as presented.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Go vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persilka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed ordinance number 935. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrinkle, Alaska, amending certain sections of and adding new sections to Chapter 15.04, Water, of the Wrinkle Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of Ordinance 936 and move to a second reading with public hearing to be held on.
935.
And to be held on June 13th.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
I had a couple of questions, kind of on content and then process, and I should probably be able to recite this better, but I'll ask the process question first. If there were things that needed to be changed or we thought should be changed, do we do it now or the next reading?
You should do it now.
Okay. Under 15.04.05, resale of water, there was a little addition there of the phrase two cruise ships, but and I reread that a couple times. I think they were talking about something else and we inserted two cruise ships. I think that they're talking about selling to someone who's going to resell the water, and I don't know that cruise ships is that exactly. So it reads kind of strange to me. Resale of water to cruise ships shall only be permitted under special contract in writing between the assembly and the person or party selling the water.
I didn't understand it either. I don't remember us ever talking about us having, that was the whole point of having it laid out, that we will do it here but not there, and that's, I was surprised by that as well.
I don't think it's what we've been doing or what we thought we were going to be doing in the future.
We haven't been doing that.
So, I don't know.
Where did that come from?
If I may, so that recommendation was probably suggested by the Public Works Director, and I did not discuss that with her, but I think I agree with Assemblyperson Decker's opinion of that. I think that might have been assumed that that's what that provision was intended for, but I think it might not have been. And so if there's something else that needs to be added with respect to cruise ships, we could probably find a different place for that and omit the cruise ships piece from that. But I'm not certain, because it wasn't discussed. I think it was suggested and inserted into the draft ordinance.
So to follow up on that, I think we talk about the cruise ship sales in the water management piece. And, you know, sort of, yeah, so I think that that's taken care of within that. So I'm thinking that we don't need to change this at all. In other words, we don't have to insert two cruise ships, just leave it as is. And that would basically allow, if at some point in the future we had some new source of water, we could entertain the idea of selling water to some third-party bottling company or something. But anyway, that was something I thought might need to be changed.
Before we move on, so if we're going to change that, then I just need a consensus of the assembly to change that. If that makes sense.
How would you want to word it?
Just remove the words "two cruise ships."
So maybe a raise of hands, all in favor. Okay.
Then it's just this language thing under 15.04.120, service connection charge. It talks about at the time the applicant files, and then it talks about or if he is filing for change, and then it talks about they shall submit and their application. It's just, should either be singular or plural consistently. and then I had one other question under 15.04.160, number of service connections on premises. The addition to that sentence or that paragraph at the end says, and the approval of the public works director. I was just curious, you know, why we needed to add the approval of the public works director. If the application meets the requirements stated in the chapter, why do you additionally have to have the approval of the public works director? There might be some reason, but it wasn't obvious to me.
Perhaps I think the public works director put this to, and I'm thinking that maybe because it says that may apply for and receive as many services as he or the tenants require, maybe so that there can be accountability, maybe. I'm not sure. Are we wanting to remove that too?
Before we remove it, it might be nice to have Amber just address it at least so we know what her thinking was. I'd hate to have something in there that there may be an issue for this for the public works that she needs to review prior to doing it, and then we remove it and then it creates an issue for her down the road.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe we can get a statement from her explaining that. And that's all I had.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, proposed ordinance number 936, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the minor offense fine schedule in Chapter 120, general penalty of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is the first reading.
Move to approve the first reading of ordinance number 936 and move to a second reading of the public hearing to be held on June 13th, 2017.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? I would assume that there was something in there.
It's highlighted.
Regarding the issues that were brought up.
For.
Let's see what we.
I believe this bill changes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there wasn't anything specific for those specific items.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's just a general. Okay, thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Persunka?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yeah.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That concludes new business. Item 14, attorney's trial. We have the executive session. Item 15A, borough clerk's evaluation.
I move pursuant 44.62.320(c)(2) that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, specifically the borough clerk's evaluation.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Okay.
Assembly member Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Persunka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. We'll reach this into executive session at 7:43 p.m.